I'm with Sonia Tuatelli with Aurora Organic. There's a rather critical article posted by the Washington Post about the Greeley, Colorado facility. And their biggest observation was a lack of pasturing for, what, about 15,000 dairy cows and a certified organic farm. Their observation over about 8 days showed very few cows out in pasture. But I saw very little response from your organization in their article. I'm guessing there may be some reasons for what they saw. What can you tell me?
Yeah, well, first I'd like to just say that we did work with this reporter over a period of 6 months. We had several phone conversations, email exchanges, and invited him to come to our facility. The first time we spoke to him was in September when we had learned that he had been in Colorado meeting with other people to try to learn about our business, but never reaching out to us. So we reached out. We had a long conversation with myself and our chief agricultural officer, who is an expert in, known expert in the organic dairy livestock management community. And said that next time he's in town, next time he comes out, he should come and see our facilities for himself. Unfortunately, much of the information that we provided to him was not included in this story.
What type of information did he omit?
Well, we provided him with information about our practices, about how the pasture regulations of organic work, how certifiers certify organic dairy operations to ensure they are meeting the pasture requirements of the rule, which is 30% dry matter intake, minimum 30% dry matter intake over a period of 120 days. We told him that our grazing season stretched from early May, May 1st through September last year, and that we had met that standard, actually exceeded that standard at all of our facilities, and specifically the facility in question, the High Plains Dairy. We have close to 15,000 mature cows over 40,000 acres, and that is a square mile, that is an area of 8 square miles. So to not set foot on our actual property or see our facilities and to observe from the roadside over a couple of days in that 150-day period and draw the conclusions that were drawn in that article is not only irresponsible, but it is basically saying that the organic certification system is not adequate, that his observations are what would dictate whether or not a producer is organic.
Let's go a little bit into those numbers because that's where I was a little lost as well. The certified organic, you're required to have the animals out to pasture during the season a minimum of 120 days, but it's only a percentage of their dry matter, right?
Correct. So the regulation states that in order to achieve organic certification, a producer must have their cows on pasture for a minimum of 120 days, and they must receive at least 30% of their dry matter intake from pasture during that time period. Now, one of the things that was also not included in this story is that depending on where you are in the country, depending on where your dairy farm is located, your grazing season is going to vary. So there may be a producer in the western part of the United States, and they have a 150-day grazing season. There might be another producer who has a 320-day grazing season. So that is also a part of the regulation, that depending on your grazing season is defined, and you must meet that minimum standard, but it also must be over that period of the grazing season. So to compare our dairy in Colorado to a 150-cow dairy in Maryland is not a fair comparison when it comes to that grazing requirement of the National Organic Rule.
Clarify for me, if you can, is it within the organic rules to follow the grazing plan 120 days of the year and not the rest of the year? Do you have to stay with it throughout the whole grazing season?
You do, yes. So based on when you're a producer and depending on your geographic area, there's a defined grazing season. Ours in Colorado happens to be that early May to late September period of time, sometimes early October. It depends on weather. It depends on climate. It depends on the pasture crops that you're growing in that area. There might be another producer in another part of the country that their grazing season stretches over 300 or more days. So you do need to demonstrate to your organic certifier that you met the standard over that entire time period. So our grazing season is going to be different than a producer in another part of the country.
Let's look at one of the post observations. They claim with satellite imagery and their 8 days of visits that they only saw a sparse number of cows out on pasture. Where were the cows if they couldn't see them? Other pastures or in a facility?
Well, yeah. So, you know, many of the photos that were featured in that story, that article, were of our barns and our facilities. As I mentioned, we have 4,000 acres of certified organic pasture at that facility, which covers 8 square miles. So a photo taken of a barn is not going to show pastures that have cows in other parts of the 8 square miles of the facility. And that's where a lot of those photos are misleading.
Is that enough acreage for pasture land? I've read the USDA even recommends 1.5 acres per cow. I'm not sure that even comes close to that.
4,000 acres. Well, there is no stocking rate in the organic regulation. There's no stocking rate that's required. What you do need to demonstrate as an organic producer is that you can provide a minimum of 30% of your dry matter intake from pasture over a period of at least 120 days during the grazing season. The 4,000 acres of organic pasture that surrounds our High Plains facility actually produce 40 million pounds of dry matter intake.
So you're easily meeting the goal.
Absolutely. And our certifiers know that, and the USDA knows that, and that's why our products continue to be validly certified as organic.
There was another issue they mentioned back in, I believe, 2007. Was that similar to this one or different?
There's obvious coordination between the reporter who wrote the article in the Washington Post this week and the Cornucopia Institute, which is an activist group that works for small-scale organic dairy farmers and who are vocally opposed to commercial-scale organic farms. The aerial photos that were published originally by the Washington Post back in 2014 were actually supplied to them by the Cornucopia Institute, by this activist group. They filed the original complaints with the USDA against Aurora Organic Dairy in 2007, which is the issue that you're speaking about now. And they filed serial complaints against us and other large-scale dairy producers and just organic producers in general over the last 10 years. In fact, their most recent complaint was filed the same day that the Washington Post article came out. So it's clear that there was coordination between the reporter and this activist group, and their only reason for being is to try to get large-scale organic dairy producers out of business.
One other area that the Post criticized was the inspection system, especially the part where the farms can hire their own inspectors to certify them. Is that system broken or is it working well?
Well, as a producer, as an organic producer, we know how to produce organic milk. We know what the regulations are. We meet or exceed the regulations consistently. And we have faith in the USDA-approved organic certifiers that certify our farms. So the better question or the better person to ask that question would be an organic certifier. We know what we need to do to be an organic producer. We do it continuously. We've had valid organic certifications throughout our history. And it would be the certifiers that would, or the USDA, that would need to answer the question whether the system's broken. There are 20,000 or more organic entities in the United States alone, and each of them follows the same system. Each of them is required by the law to hire a certifier and pay that certifier to certify them as organic.
And I'm guessing that's not a part-time job, is it?
No, I don't think it would be.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
Well, yes. I mean, I would like to just reiterate the fact that the organic regulations are a system. It is a dynamic system, and producers need to use the tools at their disposal to ensure they meet those regulations. So an observation taken over a few days during the grazing season, or a test that is not a test for organic that claims to demonstrate whether an operator is grazing, are not a part of the organic certification program. And it's not a part of what producers need to do to meet the organic certifications. It is a dynamic system that is measured over time. And that would be the point that I would want to leave with you, that consumers really can trust the organic label because of the checks and balances that are in place through the certified organic system.
Are you referring to the Virginia Tech testing of the linoleic acid in that?
Yes. That was the test that the Washington Post conducted, I guess, or had sent out some milk that they purchased.
And is it fair to say that the cows are out on pasture at least the minimum amount of dry matter intake, but they are also fed in a conventional manner for additional feed, correct?
Yeah, and it depends, you know, it depends on the producer. There are producers that are pasture-based, and they can be, but largely in our farms, because as you mentioned earlier, it's 30% of their dry matter intake during the grazing season, they are also fed stored feed. So the pasture would make up a minimum of 30% of their feed intake during the grazing season, but it's not exclusively what they're eating. And so you don't know what other inputs a farmer is using. You don't know if a farmer has their cows on pasture for 120 days or if they have their cows on pasture for 320 days and what percent that is. It can range from 30% to 70%. And those are things that are going to affect the EFAs in milk that's purchased at retail. It is not an indication of whether or not a producer meets the grazing standard of the National Organic Program.
So tell me if I'm on track here. With that alone, if you have the 30% requirement and up to 70% of the feed is still certified organic feed to go into organic milk-producing cows, you're still going to be within all the guidelines here, because the Virginia Tech test would only show that the milk is closer to conventional with those linoleic acid tests. But that acid test might come out that way just because you have over 50% off the other feed.
Right, yes. You're still a certified organic operation, even if you just meet the minimum of 30% of dry matter intake from pasture and the rest of the cow's intake is from stored feed. So you are still certified organic. We completely reject the suggestion that organic compliance can be determined by a test such as this.